Theme
song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. You are joining us tonight on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin. Co-host. I can't talk tonight. I'm mourning you now. I cannot talk tonight. It's been a day.
Follow and interact with us at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter machine. Come to WildTalkRadio.com or RackRadioShow.com and interact with us live in the chat room. We're talking footballs. We're talking wrestling. We got a lot to talk about. Backlash, and probably going to go off about a couple of wrestlers. We'll see how the night goes. It's The Rack. Are you ready?
Don't.
No, we might.
Let me correct. He might.
No, you might.
What do you mean I might? What is this I might crap?
You may join in on the fun.
Well, I'm always open to joining in on the fun, but it depends on what the fun is. I mean, you know.
It's going to be part of the SmackDown Throwdown, which is coming up in this segment. Because we're here to show the world. That dude.
Right. Him.
Not what you thought where I was gonna go. No, I'm talking about we're going storyline related.
Oh, we're going storyline related. Oh yeah, well then I'm always totally open to yelling at wrestlers in storyline because I do it all the time when I watch wrestling. I constantly yell at my television. He's heard it.
Every week.
Without fail. He hears it. Me yelling at wrestling.
Yep. It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's completely a thing. So, I say we don't waste any more time, and we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans, because, you know, gotta work that plug in. And we want to do a follow-up to a big story that happened last week that we now have more news and more information on, and that is that, well, one, Alberto Del Rio is officially done with WWE. And two, Paige has released a statement concerning her future with WWE at present. She's not leaving. She's staying. She's scheduled to return to Raw in the next few weeks now that her suspension is up. But there are some interesting twists and turns to this, isn't there?
Yeah, there are some interesting twists and turns on this one. But first, let's read off the statement, shall we?
Yes.
As I wait for Twitter to load and so I can read a statement for everyone.
We need, like, hold music.
All right. First, I'd like to thank all my fans for their love and support the last few weeks. Let me begin by saying that the rumors that I am leaving the WWE are completely false. I am certainly looking, I certainly look forward to returning back to action at some point once my injury is treated and on a healthy return. Although I was disappointed by my suspension, I respect the WWE wellness policy. However, let me be clear that I was not suspended for failing the drug test. It was merely due to a procedural issue. I took the test. I passed it. I arranged the test to happen after I wasn't at my home when Aegis contacted me. So I drove 200 miles to do it. Unfortunately, I didn't do it in time, according to them. Once again, thank you for all the love and support. So, when I saw this, and I told you, you saw this, the first thing that went through my mind was, if the rumors weren't true about her leaving, why wasn't this statement out last week?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing, is it's like, the rumor happened last week, they've been circulating and flying for a couple weeks now, in terms of Paige and Del Rio. Paige has been silent, which you would expect her to be. I'm sure WWE told her not to say anything, not to make any kind of statement until it was all ironed out. But, you know, when there are rumors of you're quitting, you're hiring lawyers to quit, and that doesn't get addressed until a week later, that's very much the indication that, well, something did happen. It got stopped either by you or by somebody else or mutually. And at this point, it's not true because it's not going to happen.
Buffalo Bills just scored on about an 80-yard touchdown pass as the second half just started. Yeah, when there's smoke, there's fire. Even though, you know, she has not quit, she has not been fired, the rumor's been out there for a reason, because there's been stuff going on. They've been having issues for the last few months between the two parties. The whole relationship with Del Rio has caused some stress between Paige and WWE. It's very clear. If you go back to the draft, they split them apart for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, everything we said last week was true. She was quitting. Even though she wants to deny it now, it's called, they talked, people kind of talked sense into her, people talked sense into WWE, and both sides have come back together and will be working once more. So she was, she had one and maybe 1.5 feet out the door, but the bottom of her heel was still in there, and now her both feet are back in that door.
I'm very happy that there's a good resolution to this, as opposed to her quitting and leaving and there being a big hubbub or her getting fired for a really stupid reason. I'm happy that both sides came to their senses on this. We'll see if it holds. We'll see if it lasts. Nobody knows what got her to say. Nobody knows what got WWE to back off. I think part of it is Alberto leaving on both sides. I think for at least WWE, it's Del Rio's gone, and that takes, I think, a weight off their minds, because now they'll be apart. So WWE is kind of getting what they wanted in the sense that Paige is going to be on the road, Del Rio will be elsewhere, so they will not be together.
As much as they have been, yes.
As much as they have been, which may help her in terms of if they don't, you know, obviously they disapprove of it for a reason. One, he's getting divorced. That would be the big one. So it's good for them because that keeps her away from him while he's trying to settle the divorce. After that, it probably would not object as much. But, you know, the biggest thing is they are a family company, and the last thing you want is one, two of your superstars getting embroiled in a really nasty divorce battle involving adultery. Because that doesn't do good things for your brands.
That is not good for anyone's brand. And number two, here's the thing. If she left, she'd be at home for 2 years. Your contract,
yep.
two and a half years, because her contract doesn't end until 2019 at some point. So she'd been there two or three years and not doing anything. So she may have smartened up going, maybe I still want to make some money in my life. So, yeah, I'm going to stick around.
Well, it's not even that. It's, are you really prepared to give up wrestling? Because she loves wrestling. It's her life. It's what she wants to do. It's who she wants to be. You know, that's all she's been raised to do. So she has to give up wrestling for 2 years. And that's where the choice comes in. What do you want more? Do you want him or do you want wrestling? Because it's literally a one or the other choice for her. I mean, she can have it both ways in terms of she can stay with him and stay with WWE, but something has to give. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah, probably.
And I would hope that he talked sense into her. I hope he told her that what she was doing was stupid.
And I think some of his issues with the company were weighing on her, and that sort of was causing the ref as well.
Yeah. I would agree with that. So, thank goodness.
Because negativity spawns onto others. It just sort of works that way.
Yeah, and especially for her, she kind of grabs onto something. Because she is a good friend. She is very loyal. She's very protective, so she sees him kind of getting screwed over. She's going to be pissed. You know, so there is that.
Glad everyone has come to their senses.
Thank goodness. So, we don't really have a good transition for that. Oh, wait, yes we do, because we have to talk about this, because it's a thing, and it's about somebody else who walked out and succeeded. That was, and we'll get back to WWE, CM Punk had his debut UFC fight this weekend, and oh my goodness, was it the topic of the water cooler on Monday morning.
You don't say.
CM Punk came out to his usual fervor. He was his cocky self. He faced Mickey Gall in his debut bout on UFC 202?
Three.
203? I can't get a number straight. And, well, CM Punk looked good. He looked a little thin, actually. Like, he needed several sandwiches. I know he starved himself to make weight. I don't think that's exactly healthy, but is what it is. And Mickey Gall came out. He looked good. He looked sharp. The two bumped fists, and, well, Punk threw one punch. He swung wide.
He swung. He didn't throw a punch. He just swung.
He swung wide. He missed. And that was it.
Yeah, that was the only, when they bumped fists, that was the only contact CM Punk made the entire fight.
Yeah. It was Punk swung wide, Gall took him down, and Gall kept him down the entire fight and just beat the crap out of him.
It was a glorious 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
It was everything I've waited for and more. And before you get on me, before you get on him, before you get on anybody for us enjoying CM Punk getting his butt kicked, let me explain something, okay? Because I've seen this going around, and I think people have some of this misunderstanding of why wrestling fans are so happy. And yes, some people are questioning it, but not us. We are not questioning CM Punk's gumption to get in the UFC ring and fight. I applaud him for it. It's like, you know what? You tried something, you wanted to do something, you tried something different. It's something I will never do in my life, and you had more gumption to do it than I did. Congratulations. But you know what? I'm a bitter wrestling fan. I'm a bitter wrestling fan when it comes to him, because it's like, you know what? You left us. You walked out, you flipped us all the bird, told us to go to hell, and you left. And he's been talking shit for 2 years. 2 years! Alright? So it's like, and we've been waiting. We've all been waiting to see him make this grand and glorious UFC debut, because it's like, he entered in completely untrained. And you hear different things, and you're like, okay, alright, well, we'll see how he goes. But it's like, the more you hear, and the more crap he talks about wrestling, and about WWE, and how disrespectful he is, it's like, the more you want to see it happen, until you get to the point where the night of the fight happens, and he gets his butt kicked. And it is amazeballs. Because it's catharsis. It's like, finally. Because you know what happened Saturday night? CM Punk got humbled. CM Punk got humbled in a really big way. And it was beautiful. I'm done. Maybe.
You sure?
Maybe.
Fumble recovery. Bills returned it into the end zone. They are reviewing what's going down. Touchdown confirmed. So Bills are taking the lead 24-20. So she just said a lot. I agree with everything she said. It was so much fun watching him get his ass kicked. It really was. And that's the part about UFC that people enjoy, is watching one man beat the crap out of another. It doesn't matter who it is. We're allowed to watch someone get their ass kicked and enjoy it. If you got a problem with that, well, I got a couple words that we're not allowed to say on this show. DX quote, basically.
Well, I mean, it's something of...
No, the thing is, we're allowed to enjoy people getting violence. We're allowed to enjoy it. People need to realize this.
Well, we are allowed to enjoy it, but we're allowed to find it as cathartic, because we've waited 2 years. He walked out on us. He left us. Like, for all his talk of his respect for wrestling, for, you know, how much he loved the business, how much it mattered to him, he just left. Like, he just said, screw it, I'm done. And you know what? As a human being, it's like, we all hit our breaking point, but it's like, dude, you had less than 6 months left on your contract. He had, you know, like, what, 4 months?
I don't know. Maybe? I think, because if you go by July, we'll go with when he walked out with Money in the Bank, July. So, yeah, July. So, he had about 7 months.
You had 7 months left on your contract. And you know what? Honestly, if he had gotten past WrestleMania, they probably would have let him out of it early. That's the thing, is it's like, he just up and left. No excuse, no reason, no nothing. It was literally a peace, I'm out, F you all. And that was it. Like, he left. He's the supposed, you know, voice of the voiceless and the savior of the masses. He's CM Punk. You know, he's everything wrestling should be. And he just, like, leaves. I was like, wait a minute. Like, what kind of message does that send?
So, it doesn't send a good message. So, here's an interesting little factoid. There are a lot of people in UFC, a lot of fighters who are not happy with what happened with CM Punk.
I wouldn't be happy with what he got paid.
Mainly what he got paid. Because he got paid 500 grand while his opponent got paid 15 for the fight and 15 grand for a bonus for the fight.
And Punk doesn't even have the pay-per-view bonus yet.
No, he'll end up because he gets pay-per-view points. It's looking like the pay-per-view did over 400,000 buys. So he's going to make around $1 million bucks for 2 minutes and 10 seconds to get his ass kicked. Fighters, I've heard, are not happy about this because there's a guy like that with no experience should not be paid 500 grand.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I get when he signed it, he was a household name, and he negotiated that contract, and he's a hell of a negotiator, but again, it's like you walked into the sport, you were completely untrained, you got signed by UFC, and we said this when all of this happened. So don't think now it's, oh, Punk, you know, didn't deserve it. No, we said this when he got signed, is that it's like there are millions of fighters out there who have come up, who have trained for years, who have made this their life, who have made this their passion, and they can't get into UFC. But Punk can get signed, get $500,000 for a fight, and it's his first fight.
Yep.
I mean, there's just a slight hypocrisy in that, and that's the other thing that I'm slightly bitter about. Again, not questioning him getting in the ring. That took balls. That absolutely took balls. Bravo on him to do that. But it's like, dude, your opponent got paid 30 grand. This is his second fight, and he got paid 30 grand. Well, it's Punk's first fight, and he's getting paid $500,000. And by the end of it, he's going to walk away with $1 million. It's like, hypocrite much?
A little bit.
And that's the problem. I mean, it's like, it was, pardon the pun, glorious. Because Bobby Roode's on my TV right now. But it was just absolutely glorious to sit there and watch it happen. Because I think there was a lot of curiosity surrounding Punk. Because you heard his trainers coming out and saying he's not very good. You heard rumors coming out that he's not very good. But they're going to let him fight.
He had the quote they always said, he has a lot of heart and a good chin. That was the quote they used all the entire time building it up. He has a lot of heart and has a good chin. So, you know.
But he's not a good fighter.
No, because he's a guy who shouldn't have been in the ring. He was not prepared. I mean, he was prepared, but he's not on he's not on that level. Too new to the fight game. He should be on the independent or the lower ranks, whatever you want to call it, independence of wrestling. But you get my point.
Oh, I totally get your point. And everybody's comparing him to Brock, where it's like, oh well, Brock lost his first fight in UFC. Yes. That's true. Brock did lose his fight, but he lost his fight to a bigger name.
Brock Lesnar was also an NCAA wrestling champion.
Brock Lesnar lost to Mir. Frank Mir, one of the best UFC's ever seen. And I'm not insulting Gall. Gall's a good fighter, but Gall's just beginning his career. Mir was well into his career when he fought Brock Lesnar. He was a much more experienced fighter. Gall was kind of a softball. It's like, okay, Punk's never had a fight. Gall's had. This will be Gall's second fight. They should be fairly easily matched or evenly matched. This should be a good fight for both of them. They're both inexperienced. And Gall just owned Punk. Because right. Gall's been doing this for a lot longer.
Yeah. This was Gall's third fight.
I'm sorry, third fight.
But yeah, that's what it was. So, anyway, I enjoyed it. I know Lindsay enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the crap out of it. I watched it again.
So did I. It's awesome.
The gifts were amazing. I mean, it's just, again, it's more catharsis for us as wrestling fans. Because it's just, this is something that we have waited for 2 years, and it came, where it's like, you finally got your comeuppance, and I'm glad to see you get it.
Same here.
So, there's that. And, well, I don't have a good transition for this, but since we're talking about people outside of WWE, there's the Ryback. Or, well, no, because Ryback's hurled insults at CM Punk, so there you go. There's your tie-in. It's an awful tie-in, but it's a tie-in.
The besties, Ryback and CM Punk.
God. Not even.
So what's going on with the Ryback?
The big guy. The big guy wants to go full warrior on us.
He wants to be known as Ryback Allen Reeves.
Not even kidding.
That way he can use the name Ryback legally. So he's trying to legally change his name to Ryback. Because apparently it can only get so far as the big guy.
You know, here's the thing about that. And I have to just choose these words carefully. if he waits, Vince will probably drop the copyrights. Like, that's the thing, because... Excuse me, I'm so sorry. If he waits like a year, Vince will drop the copyrights. Probably. They'll forget them.
But now they won't.
It's like, he's going warrior because it's like they can't enforce the copyright if it's his legal name. So he can go by Ryback. Which is like, why don't you just come up with a different name? I get it's not that easy, but why don't you just go by another name?
Why don't you go by your real name, Ryan Reeves?
Yeah, why don't you go by your real name? Why are you... I get that's the name that you've made your fame off of, but you can't use it.
Wait, he can go by Skip Sheffield.
Actually, no, I don't think he can.
No, they probably own that name, too. But you get my point. He should not... WWE will try to help block this process of getting his name legally changed to Ryback. I can 100% promise that.
Yeah, it's special.
Very special. Quick note as to represented by TNA Slam.net, the haven for TNA fans. Rebel has her contract with TNA is up, and she is no longer with the promotion.
Bye, Rebel! So the menagerie is dead?
Oh, yeah, she's been... Yeah, the menagerie is dead, because he's Crazy Steve with two Z's, and he's a part of the decay.
We watched that cluster last week.
You can go to wildtalkradio.com right now and click the link, and you can watch WTR riffs. Delete or decay.
God, I need eye bleach. I need eye bleach after that. Oh God.
The lake of regeneration. It's a thing, y'all. It's a thing.
I don't want to know what's in that lake. I have a really good hunch what's in that lake, but I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. Actually, I have a question. Could they get away with Jeff Hardy lighting a cigarette on television? Is that a thing? I didn't think you could do that.
No, a lot of shows do that.
A lot of shows? Okay.
Yeah.
I only watch HGTV and WWE, so it's like, I didn't know.
No, sitcoms do it. Dramas do it. They all do it.
I just know in movies, if you light a cigarette, it's automatically an R-rated movie. So I didn't know.
No, you're allowed to do it.
Fair enough.
Wait, seriously? An R-rated movie? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you ever watch, what's the Mary Poppins movie from Disney with Tom Hanks as Walt Disney? They actually said that to not get an R-rated movie, he couldn't smoke, or he couldn't be lighting a cigarette in the movie, or have a cigarette, be smoking the cigarette in the movie, because it would get an R rating, because it's considered a dangerous substance.
Okay, then.
And Walt Disney was a notorious chain smoker, so they had to, like, work around it.
That's news to me. All right. There we go. Learn something new every day.
You learn something new right here on the rack. So, transitioning back. Well, it's kind of back to WWE. Let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Oh, Brent. Honey, you were busy this week. He got Katsura Shibata?
Shibata. We'll just go Shibata.
Shibata. I can say that. Shibata is off this week's New Japan Pro Wrestling House Shows with an unspecified cervical spine injury. That sounds painful.
# blame Brent.
That sounds excessively painful.
It does. A cervical spine injury? Yeah, that sounds painful. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it does. Very much so.
Ow.
And the other one?
Brent, you're fired because you got Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
# blame Brent.
With, well, you guessed it, a quad injury that's going to require surgery.
That he's already had the surgery. He'll be back in the office today, apparently, supposedly. He was back in the office with a torn quad. Apparently he was doing squats and tore his quad. 71-year-old Vince McMahon tearing a quad doing squats. Wonder how much he was benching.
I don't want to know. Apparently, it's like whiplash. It's basically like whiplash. That's what a cervical spine injury is. I've seen the wrong thing, man. The wrong damn thing.
So was I.
It's like I didn't think your cervix connected to your spine, but okay. All right.
Apparently, it's a thing.
No, it's your neck. So it's a neck. The cervical spinal injury is a neck injury.
It's still bad.
It still sounds painful, or at very least uncomfortable. So, well done, Brent. Well done. Quality stuff.
But yes, Vince and Shibata. Busy week, sir. Busy week.
And speaking of having a busy week, WWE has had a busy week while putting out new merch.
So, let's start with the pet ones first. WWE Pet Collection by Petmates is now available at your local retail stores. WWE fans can now share their passion with their pets. As PetMate, the worldwide leader of solutions and excellence in the pet industry, providing fun, trusted quality products to enhance the lives of pets and their family, announces the launch of a new collection of WWE pet products available at retailers nationwide. The new collection features iconic pet beds, new fan favorite collars and leashes, assorted rough and tough rubber and plush toys, capturing the excitement of WWE. Products are available on Amazon.com, PetSmart, Walmart, and more information can be found at PetMate.com. Some of the toys include the WWE Championship and Diva Belt Tugs for $14.99, the Money in the Bank Tug for $10.99, designed for tough tug play between you and your dog, or two dogs to wrestle and tug together. I like the Money in the Bank one.
I kind of love the Money in the Bank one. I kind of want to get the Money in the Bank one.
But you don't have a dog.
That can be fixed.
And so can dogs. Anyway, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship makes an appearance in the shape of a rectangular lounger for your pet to enjoy for a hard day of play. Other pillow beds and loungers feature The Rock, like the WWE logo, Divas leopard print. There are $24.99 a piece. You have collars and leashes, and WWE adjustable collars for $5.99 to $9.99, and leashes for $13.99. Go to PetMate.com for more information on all the items just mentioned.
Kinky. You said collars and leashes.
I know, and that's where my head went to. I know. I'm just moving on now. WWE superstars taking their streets with new racing toys. Playmate Toys introduces WWE Nitro Sprints and Nitro Machines featuring WWE superstars John Cena and The Rock, Undertaker, and Brock Lesnar to rev up playtime for fans. The Nitro Sprints include WWE John Cena's with the Cena-nator, or Cena-rator, WWE Superstar The Rock with the Bull Bruiser Truck, WWE Superstar Brock Lesnar with the Beast Bike, and The Undertaker with the Knight Hearst. The Nitro Machine is the fast-rolling die-cast vehicles featuring iconic WWE Superstars bursting out of the top of the cars. 1/55th scale vehicle is ready to race, and the WWE Superstar is permanently attached to the vehicle. The WWE Nitro Machines collection includes John Cena's Muscle Monster, The Rock's Bull Machine, The Undertaker's Reaper Hearst, and the Dean Ambrose Wheel Asylum. You can go to PlaymateToys.com for more information.
So yay toys.
Yay toys.
I'm actually more excited about the pet toys than I am the toy cars, just because the pet toys are really, really, really cute. Like, it makes me want to go to PetSmart and go buy a bunch of them and have them for when I get a dog, because the dog is coming soon.
And you can tell they've been working on these for a while, since it's a Divas title.
Yeah. But that's okay, because the dog is going to maul it, so it's fine. Again, justice. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, and one other toy kind of update. WWE 2K17 announced the creation suite details.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Which new creative arena features, the creative video feature, the creative entrance feature, and all this stuff. There's a great trailer. I tweeted it at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. They've had a lot of this stuff in the past, but they've tweaked it some. Like now, for the creative arena feature, different arenas have been... sets have been put in there, so you get more styles you can use, more parts. You can now change it from a nighttime arena to also daytime, which is brand new, because they've never done the daytime arena for you to create with, which is really, really cool. Can't wait to actually do that. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And they showed off a little bit of the credit video entrance video feature, where you can create your own Titantron movie, which is awesome, because you don't want to have a creative wrestler say, like, you created AJ Styles and be using, like, the Ascension video for him. That kind of doesn't work. So now you can actually create a wrestler and use your you make your own entrance video, which I think is very, very sweet.
I think that's really cool. And just this, it all looks really extensive. The only thing I'm sad about is they took away the story mode.
Yeah, they took away it last year, and they're going to probably retweak it and stuff and eventually put it back in. So, but they're adding a lot of things, which is, over time, it's going to be one of the most detailed video games out there, and it's slowly becoming that.
Yeah. It really, really, really is. It's amazing.
So expect a full review in about a month or so, right here on The Rack.
Once I send him the game, because yeah. I have to send him the game when I get it.
Because she got things.
Because I got things. Because I wanted the Finn Balor statue, damn it. And there was only one way to get the Finn Balor statue.
Exactly.
So that does it for the news this week. If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net, TNAAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. And now we are going to jump into the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So this week on the SmackDown Throwdown, we have a few topics to discuss. One, Swagger turns to SmackDown Blue.
I don't know what to make of this. Like, I'm curious, but I kind of wish it was Cesaro.
Well, he's embroiled in a best of 37,000 match series with Sheamus, so it couldn't have been him.
Oh, I know, but it's like, you know, I kind of wish they had moved Cesaro over to SmackDown, but I'm cool with Swagger. I'm happy Swagger's getting on TV, that he's going to get pushed again. I'm happy that people are getting chances, and that's amazing, but it was just, it's like, really? Swagger? Really? Because he said something on Raw, like, you know, my contract's up. It's like, but the split just, okay.
You had a really crappy deal, then.
You had a really crappy deal, dude. The split's not even, I think, a month old yet.
July, so about 2 months old.
That's a really crappy deal.
Really crappy deal.
Those are really red uniforms.
Yeah. It's
color. I just turned on the Bills game. It's like really, 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 I mean, those are, oh God, are they doing the matchy-matchy crap again?
The color rush? Yes.
Y'all, can you be more creative?
At least they're not both color, like last year.
What, the Christmas game?
The Christmas game, the hot dog game, yeah.
Oh, but the hot dog game was hilarious.
This year they have one side is white, one side is color.
Do they have, I mean,
Anyway. Back to SmackDown Throwdown on Jack Swagger. My gut tells me he's replacing Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the real reason why.
Yep.
You all know it's the real reason why. But it's like, okay, all right. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, well, my deal's expiring. Dude, that was a crap deal.
Craptastic deal. Yeah. So that's the first thing on the SmackDown Throwdown. Up next, Heath Slater signs his contract.
Oh my God, Heath.
He told Beulah they're getting the double wide.
Shane McMahon was like, I don't even know what to do with this. I don't know.
So that was kind of awesome. We'll talk more about Heath Slater and the double wide and everything with Backlash a little bit later in the show.
It's awesome.
Then Eric and Bray united again.
Reunited for 5 minutes and it feels so good. This made me happy. This made me so happy. I was about ready to cry that they split up the Wyatt family. It's like, no, because Eric will get lost and we will never see Eric again, and we can't have that happen to poor Eric. It's like, bless the child. He's special. He needs his father.
Yeah.
And Jesus, did Bray look pleased as pie. I mean, Jesus, Bray. He's just standing there grinning like a cat because he knows Eric's behind Randy. And it's like, could you look any less pleased with yourself, son? I don't think you could. Sadly, Eric died for our sins. But on the upside, he got a new outfit.
He did. He matches Bray now.
It's very sharp. But you can tell they're putting the Wyatt family back together. Luke is on his way back.
Despite her being my pick at Backlash and coming up short, but Alexa Bliss, the Evil Sparkle Fairy, is now the number one contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Points. They'll be short-lived points, but points!
Go out of your way, people. Watch the Talking Smack on the WWE Network. Alexa Bliss just goes off, and it's amazing.
She calls Daniel Bryan rude.
Many, many times. It's
adorable.
It is awesome.
Early Bliss, y'all. Early Bliss. That's all I'm going to say.
Jets just scored a touchdown. So there you go.
Oh, wait. Rex Ryan coaches the Bills, doesn't he?
He does.
And he used to coach the Jets.
That is accurate, yes.
Go Jets! This is the only time you'll ever hear me say that. Go Jets!
And
I hate Rex Ryan. I want Rex Ryan to lose and cry because it would be awesome.
And then finally, in SmackDown Throwdown, John Cena verbally lays a smackdown on Dean Ambrose.
Oh my God, there was so much sass in this segment. I'm seriously surprised we just didn't see them whip their anatomy out and start measuring. Because that's really what this was. And there were shots on both sides. Like, Ambrose took some shots and Cena took some shots. Yeah.
The gist is, Cena says Ambrose hasn't been stepping up and, you know, complaining about being kicked in the balls when he's the one who started messing with the Jesus zipper in the first place. Yep.
Yep.
That happened. SmackDown is so much more enjoyable than Raw because it's 2 hours.
Yes, because it is 2 hours, yes.
We'll see, but, you know, we'll see how Raw changes when they add cruiserweights. But so far, SmackDown is becoming the must-watch show because it just, you're seeing new people in different positions right now, which is awesome.
I think it's a little better written than Raw.
It is, because again, they don't have to stretch it for 3 hours.
They don't have to stretch it for 3 hours, but it's like they're really taking a lot of these characters, and they're running with them. And they're running with them in a way that it's very entertaining. I mean, look what they've done with Heath Slater, what they're getting ready to do probably with Bray Wyatt, what they're doing with Dean Ambrose, John Cena, AJ Styles. They're writing these characters in a way that they make sense, that they're believable, but they're very entertaining.
And that's not to say everything on SmackDown is great, because it's not. Like, Heath Slater and Rhino versus The Ascension was awful. But
It got the job done.
It got the job done. So, oh, and James Ellsworth made an appearance again.
He died for AJ Styles' sins, so Miz could be his partner.
And Mick Foley is not happy about that.
Why is Mick Foley not happy about that?
Because Ellsworth is a Raw guy.
The jobber is signed to Raw?
Apparently not, but Mick Foley wants... I don't know, go to Foley's Facebook page, he goes off. Now, one other thing, because I forgot to put it down in the SmackDown throwdown. Because I just thought of it. It's like, oh, right, I wanted to talk about it. Dolph Ziggler. God, I'm tired of Dolph Ziggler. I am so over Dolph Ziggler and his promos and everything like that. It's like, he's talking like he's this big-time star, and he's not. He's going off on about The Miz and how Miz, you know, wants to be a main event star and wants this and wants that. No one sees him as this. It's like, no one sees you as a main event star, Dolph Ziggler. No one does. You had your opportunity, and you let it go. It's over. Stop. Like, I will say this, the material they gave Dolph Ziggler was great, but someone above the level of Dolph Ziggler needed to be saying that material to The Miz. I'm sorry, Dolph Ziggler, it just doesn't work. The material doesn't work for him. I don't know, that's me. I'm kind of over it when it comes to Ziggler.
I'll talk more about this when we get to Backlash, but 100% agreed. But I think that does it for the SmackDown Throwdown. What do you think?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so when we come back, we are talking all things NXT. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Hey, I'll be the watcher of the eternal flame. I'll be the guard dog of all your fever dreams.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus. What? No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTR Riffs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Skarsgård!
God.
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com for our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211 for all your awesome wrestling photography needs. I don't know. Matt, put it back. Put it back. For the love of God, put it back.
There are two things right now. Whenever I hear a song, I know the lyrics, and I just nod my head.
Yes. We need another Glorious Bomb. We so need another Glorious Bomb in, like, the worst way. And I think there's a wedding coming that we might get one.
At least in our head, we have a great idea for one.
We do. But, well, and I'm going to get to that, because, you know, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Okay, so I just have to say, them showing all, like, the gameplay replays for the commercial for said product makes football look really stupid. Like, it looks like 90%, oh, hey, I just happened to, like, crazy random happenstance catch the ball.
Well, it's true.
It's true. So, Candice LeRae. Johnny and my lives are so busy. This is our last full day together before the wedding next Friday. We can't even find time for a honeymoon. To which Tommaso Ciampa replies, Johnny and I are spending four full days together before Friday, with a potential honeymoon in Japan, New Zealand, and Australia. And Candice replies, it's only fair considering I've been on more romantic getaways with Joey Ryan than my own fiancé. Joseph asks Austin Aries, is it possible to get a birthday retweet? And Austin Aries goes, nope. Tommaso Ciampa, things between Johnny and I have been getting pretty serious. Only logical to take the next step. And he met the family. And it is a picture of Tommaso Ciampa's family with Johnny Gargano. It's adorable. He looks both terrified, confused, and overjoyed. David, because Randy Orton went on a tweeting streak, David asks Randy Orton, could you beat Conor McGregor in a street fight? Randy goes, who? Ella asks Randy, what emoji would you use to describe Bray Wyatt? Randy Orton goes, an eggplant. Tommaso Ciampa, dear Candice LeRae, I can't wait to Glorious Bomb your wedding. Love, me. To which everybody was going, Tommaso, no. And me personally, I'm going, Tommaso, yes. Do the thing. We need the thing.
So, our idea is for Bobby Roode to show up and just...
be the minister.
Be the minister, turn around, music plays, sits, stands, or nods.
I actually want Tommaso in the veil, and he takes the veil off, and it's Gargano and Tommaso, and the song just starts playing, and then Bobby Roode turns around as the minister. That's what I want to see.
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing. Xavier Woods. Oh my god, Bailey, you're on TV! Hashtag CWC, and it's a picture of Bailey on TV. To which Bailey replies, I did it! You're such nerds. It's amazing.
I know.
That's all I got.
Okay. So, this first tweet has accompanying audio to it.
Oh no.
Breaking news from Finn Balor. Finn Balor has officially been cleared by WWE medical staff to return to LEGO building. Hashtag Finn Friday. Here's your audio.
So that's no problem. Take your sling off.
It's fine.
Yeah. How about LEGO?
You can do LEGO.
Oh yeah? With the sling off? I'm just like...
Well, it's pretty much like here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem?
It's okay.
He's so happy. Like, you just missed this huge smile. He's like, I can play with Legos again.
I can do the thing.
I can do the thing. This recovery just got better.
This recovery just got better. Yeah, it did. And then there is one other one with an update.
I'm halfway through building the Batmobile. Construction came to a crushing halt at SummerSlam.
Yeah, understandable. Yes, you can go back to building a Batmobile.
Finn, stop. Stop. Oh my god.
Matthew of Botchamania. I bet WWE released ADR to take some of the steam off. Steam from the white hot Final Deletion 2. Those bastards. Hashtag make a movie more Canadian. 50 Shades of A? The A team. The Great Gretzky? The $767,445 maybe? This one's from the Soska sisters. Gone in 60 seconds? Return shortly after with a full tank and a thank you letter explaining everything. Hashtag make a movie more Canadian. A. Walk to Remember. MMA Adam Martin tweeted, had a scary dream last night about Punk versus Gale. Punk hit Gale in the groin, but the ref didn't see it. Gale turned away and Punk won via TKO. Jonathan Snowden goes, Punk and Gale accidentally bump into the ref who was knocked out cold. Then Punk hits Gale with the chair. Hashtag UFC 203. Richard Triafo. I hope there are... This is MMA.
This is MMA chance? Oh my god. Wait. This sounds an awful lot like WWE. Are you sure it's MMA? Are you sure it's UFC?
Gregory Shane Helms. If Punk climbs out of cage, does he win?
Yes.
Dave Meltzer. Only if his feet hit the floor first.
Yep.
Someone tweeted 47,141 on hand tonight at Turner Field.
Wait. How many people were at Turner Field?
The tweet was 47,841. The reply was, what are they giving away? A new ballpark?
Money?
Maybe.
Was it bobblehead night? It had to be bobblehead night.
Had to be. David Lagana. Ball shot. Eye poke. What's next for Faber? Throwing salt. Hashtag UFC 203. Jonathan Snowden. Has anyone ever seen UFC commentary to a porn video? Because it sounds like it belongs in a porn video. That's kind of weird. WWE Creativist. Maybe CM Punk should have just gone through with that feud with Kane. Hashtag UFC 203. Richard Triafo. Is there any truth to rumor that Tim Tebow is going to fight in the UFC as Punk's next opponent? Fake ESPN. Today's Vikings vs. Titans game was shown to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Sheamus. 48 hours of flying. Time no longer exists, and I can fart binary code. The Matrix is real. I can see it. Not SportsCenter. The Browns, Jaguars, and Bears are in last place. It's now officially football season. Update. And now the Cowboys are in last place, too. Football season can officially start. WWE Creative-ish. When we say ooze, y'all say, oh, that's his wife Naomi. Hashtag WWE Backlash. Christian. All the EC show guest stars won gold at Backlash. AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Heath Slater. Except Zack Ryder. Taking shots. Breaking. Not SportsCenter. The NFL has traded the LA Rams and Cleveland Browns to the SEC for the Alabama Crimson Tide and a redneck to be named later.
I guarantee you his name is Bubba.
Probably. Matt Men Podcast. Is Dolph Ziggler's new gimmick sad porn star?
You'd have to get... Oh, wait, never mind.
WWE Network is quoting Alexa Bliss. I wrestled Becky Lynch in NXT. I know her weaknesses. I know her flaws. Becky goes, but That's a two-way street there, Blister. Come at me, bro. Breaking from the fake ESPN. Breaking. The Browns have signed Jason Street from Friday Night Lights and named him their new starting quarterback.
It's an improvement.
Becky Lynch. Got stopped going through TSA today. My bag was apparently detected for explosives. It must be because my new title is The Bomb.
Becky, no. Becky, don't do that crap.
Someone named Jerk goes, do you actually read the shit people tag you in, Ryan Reynolds? Because I feel sorry. I feel so sorry if you do. He goes, just the really weird stuff, which I perform at prayer camps around the nation. Someone tweeted TNA Creative, man, TNA Creative, how in the world could you possibly screw this guy up? Hashtag WWE CWC. Dixie, our only answer. Mike Killam. What TJP is actually thinking? Finally, I don't have to defend this thing in any more fucking Ultimate X matches. Hashtag CWC. Fake WIP color. Even if we beat the Bears and go 2-0, I won't be able to enjoy it, knowing our magician / long snapper lost a talent show to a little girl. He did. Carmella, Jets suck. At Jovia. Jovia, stop retweeting and favoring this bold-faced lie. You're enabling the hate. Hashtag Jet Up. That's the one thing we forgot in the news. Now that I remember. Congratulations go out to TJ Perkins for becoming the Cruiserweight Champion.
Oh my god, we did! I'm so sorry, TJ Perkins. Congratulations. You won the thing. You won the whole thing. We'll see you Monday night.
He won the whole thing, got the trophy, got the gold, the medal, and the new purple championship belt. I really like the belt.
It's pretty. It's really pretty.
It is a really pretty belt. So yes, TJ Perkins won. He beat Grand Metalik in the finals of the Cruiserweight Classic to become the Cruiserweight Champion. Triple H came out before the match and announced that the belt would be on the line, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Ibushi versus Perkins was an amazing match. Go back and see that, people. It was awesome. Now, that being said, it's time for NXT.
Woohoo!
So, show opened up with Samoa Joe. Came out. Goes, sometimes when you suffer a loss, you reflect and you look into a mirror and to see what you have turned into. I am a man who understands when he goes too far and when he has to admit his mistakes. Since he was a disgrace when he held the NXT championship. On his hunt to get the championship, he choked out enemies and destroyed friendships. He wanted to be champion of the hottest brand in the universe. I wanted to be the standard of NXT. We are the best. As a man, I asked Shinsuke to come out here so I can say something to his face, and I'm not leaving until he does. So Shinsuke arrives. Joe says, people go off on social media to hype a fight. Joe says everything he means when he says it, and he meant everything he said before TakeOver. He says they went to war takeover. Still meant that Shinsuke was undeserving contender, but he is a deserving contender and a worthy champion. As a worthy champion, he's going to change how things are done. Says, you won't hear this from Regal when he's ready to go. I want my rematch. Shinsuke says, rematch. Stands there. He pauses. He Shinsuke's. You're on. Joe leaves, comes back, offers handshake. Shinsuke shakes. Joe leaves. Shinsuke does more Shinsuke in the ring. Shinsuke leaves. Joe attacks Shinsuke from behind. Joe attacks Shinsuke. Throws him into the steps. Then does the Uranagi on the steps. Shinsuke stretchered. Joe screams, I did this to you. I did this to you.
Okay, we'll get to this in a second. I have a late entry for Tweet of the Week. Tommaso Ciampa. Let the Gargano LeRae wedding festivities begin. Hashtag one big happy family. And it is a picture of Tommaso Ciampa, Candice, and Candice LeRae fighting over Johnny Gargano by having a tug of war with him in front of the Cinderella Castle at Disneyland. Or Sleeping Beauty's Castle at Disneyland, whichever one it is.
Well, if you're going to do it, you do it that way.
It is hilarious. Anyway, awesome, awesome segment from Joe and Shinsuke.
But poor Shinsuke, he's been laid out and destroyed.
Why'd you have to hurt Shinsuke? We need him.
Because Joe is an angry, angry Samoan.
Yes, he is. He's a very angry Samoan.
He wants his title back, so he's going to destroy everyone until he gets his title. Including Shinsuke Nakamura. That's all. I liked it. I thought it was really good. They sold it after the break. They had Regal chasing down Joe. Joe left in a speeding car. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Regal was just like, God damn it.
He's like, son of a... Anyway. We then had Liv Morgan versus Rachel Fazio, which is Rachel Ellering, for those not in the know.
Is she signed yet?
No. She comes every show, every taping, and she's an extra.
Can we sign her, please?
I think over time they will. Anyway, it was a solid match. Nothing overall impressive. Liv won with her submission.
Go Liv.
Liv then picked up the microphone. First time I've ever heard her talk. She has that strong New Jersey accent. Usually when you start off a conversation with... start off with a sentence with no offense, you are going to offend someone. So, no offense, Rachel. You just tapped out. Word on the street in the NXT Women's Division has been cleared out, and no one is here to fight for the title. Well, I'm standing right here, and I want to fight. The world may think I may have a death wish with challenging Asuka, but Asuka, I want the NXT Women's Championship, and I want you. You have an Asuka is going to kill you chant. She's like, okay. She can try. It might happen, but I'm coming for you. I like this. It's interesting hearing her talk for the first time, but I thought this was strong.
It was strong, but it's like, Liv, honey, Liv, no. Liv, no.
Asuka's
don't
gonna,
do it.
Asuka's going to kill you.
Asuka's going to kill you. Don't. Just don't. Don't do the thing.
We had another teaser for Sanity.
What the hell?
We're not going to spoil it, but we know what Sanity is now.
What the hell?
We'll get into it in a couple weeks when it debuts.
No.
Oh, we will.
No.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I refuse.
No, you sort of can't.
It's my show. I can do what I want.
Yeah, no, that's not how this works. This is the NXT segment. If it happens on TV, we talk about it.
Damn it. Just going to go back to drinking my tea, damn it.
Up next, Drew Gulak versus Hideo Itami. Drew slapped Hideo. Hideo got mad. Slapped him back. There was just a hard-hitting and, more importantly, a hard-kicking back-and-forth battle. But Hideo just tore him apart. Running trap kick in the corner. Crowd chanted for GTS. So, like any good Japanese man, he did it. Hideo wins with the GTS.
Thou shalt not sass Hideo, ever. Unless you're Finn Balor.
Unless you're Finn Balor.
Then he can sass anybody he wants.
The Authors of Pain destroyed two dudes.
It was a thing.
Ty Dillinger was backstage, and he had, said he had a lot of downs this summer, but he had some ups. He's going to take two steps forward, and things are going to change for Ty. Some people may think he's a 9 or 9.5, but he's going to prove that he's a 10.
Hashtag 10.
Then we get to our main event. No Way Jose versus the glorious one, Bobby Roode. Talk about Bobby Roode.
He has a turntable! We need to discuss this, because, oh my god, he has a turntable. Like, he just spins around so you can see him. It's awesome.
Would you say it's glorious?
It's so glorious! I was trying not to make the pun, but it's glorious. It's amazing. It's perfect.
With this gimmick, you just have to make the pun.
He's owning it right now. He is so owning it. It's like, go Bobby. Go, Bobby. I still say he needs to take Gargano and Ciampa out to dinner, though.
He probably has.
He probably has, because, you know what? He kind of owes them big, because they got it over, and was completely, completely on accident.
Yep. Yeah, it was. So, Noah Jose had control early, tossed Bobby outside. Bobby took control of the match with the Spinebuster. Noah Jose would make a comeback, but the fans weren't really behind it totally. A little bit after a couple moves. After a two count, after the airplane spin, that's when they got in behind Jose. No Way went for the big fist, duck, neckbreaker, into the implant DDT for the win, Bobby Roode. So they got rid of the glorious bomb, and they gave him an implant DDT, which is much better than whatever he was doing.
Can we just call it the glorious bomb?
Glorious drop, we can call it.
I'm good with that.
Oh, and the Jets scored. It is 36 going to be 37-24.
Come on, Ryan. Cry, you bastard. Cry for me. Do it.
This was a much better edition of NXT.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the post-pay-per-view haze that they're coming out of. It's like that first week after the pay-per-view. You're like,
So, yeah, it was a couple of off weeks, but now we're starting to get into gear, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, I can't wait for what they do next week. Because I think things are coming soon.
Things are picking up, and we're going to have a lot of stuff NXT-wise in the next few weeks.
Woohoo! So points? Points? Right?
I'm in the lead.
I'm catching up. Maybe. And on that note, speaking of catching up, we will fill you in on the point scores, maybe. Or at least we'll let you know who got points in our Backlash review. See you real soon. The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you
have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam
style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless us, made in America.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA superstar EC3, unbeaten world heavyweight champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at wrestle figure photography, go to instagram.com/mbd1211 and follow the journey today. And now we're going to talk all about Backlash. That's right. It is the first SmackDown only pay-per-view, and this was interesting. I don't know if it was good or bad, or I'm just indifferent on it, but this was interesting.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It was interesting. It was an interesting show from top to bottom.
I mean, it delivered on some parts. It under-delivered on a lot more. And then we had a really last-minute change to the show where it was like they made a, at least to me, unwise booking decision.
Yeah, they made an awful booking decision, but...
Which we're going to get into. I mean, we're going to talk all about the show, but it's like, yeah, just the general overall thoughts. I think generally overall, I'm happy with how Backlash turned out. Like, it was a decent show. I don't think it was a showstopper. Obviously we don't have the Raw pay-per-view yet. That's in 2 weeks. So we'll be able to compare the two and see who kind of put on the better show. But just for this in terms right now, I would guess it was good.
You want to know why it was a fantastic, awesome, stupendous show?
Why?
It went 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it went 2 hours and 45 minutes. That was one of the high points of the show. It was under 3 hours.
That right there sold the show. It's like, we're done in almost 2 hours and 45 minutes? All right, sweet.
It's like, I can go to bed early. Yes. Because, some of us have to get up and go work the next day. So it's like, they respect the fact that you have to get up and go to the work the next day. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Brian. Super considerate of you.
Which means Clash of Champions will go to about 11:30 to make up for it.
Probably, yes. Because it's all the titles. It's all the things. No. Just no.
So, what made this show interesting? One, the pre-show. Not a full-on quote, but this is basically what he said. Jerry Lawler. I was beating Dolph Ziggler with one foot in the grave a few years ago. That sends confidence up the wazoo for Dolph Ziggler landing the show.
Honestly, can we retire Jerry? Can that be a thing?
They did. They retired him to the pre-show.
Can we, permanent retire him?
No. No.
But, nope. But please, pretty please. Because, honestly, it's like, I get why Jerry's there. Okay, he's the elder statesman. He's the link between the past and the future in the present. But some of the stuff he says is like, really? Really? It's so dated, or it's so blasé, or it's so flippant, and it just hurts any credibility and relevancy. It's like, I get what they're trying to do with Dolph Ziggler. They're really trying every effort to build Dolph Ziggler again. They're trying to get people to care about Dolph Ziggler again, and every time they try, they seemingly they try something, and then they automatically shoot themselves in the foot with him. It's like, case in point, you have Jerry Lawler standing there bashing him on the pre-show. It's like, dude.
But then all the other people were putting him over, so it's like, okay.
But still, it's like, Jerry's the Hall of Famer. He's supposed to be the quote-unquote most respected person on the panel.
No. They're all Hall of Famers. Lita's a Hall of Famer. Booker's a Hall of Famer. They're all Hall of Famers.
But he's still supposed to be the most respected one, because he's Jerry the King Lawler, right? Right?
I guess.
So it's like, I mean, I get it. Jerry's supposed to be the heel, but it's like, dude, you're not doing anybody any favors, because I think they don't realize, and maybe they have slightly, the power of what the commentators say. Especially with a younger, more impressionable audience, they're going to kind of take what the commentators say at face value.
Yeah, that was just something that stuck out to me, and I had to mention it here on this recap.
No. Bad. Fail. But there was a match on the pre-show, wasn't there?
Yeah, we'll get to the match here in a second, because we're going to talk about the setup of the match. So, you mentioned the match. It would be Apollo Crews versus Baron Corbin. But the setup was backstage. Daniel Bryan wants Apollo Crews to have more fun. Be more loose. Then they start loosening up, and Corbin shows up, says he beat Ambrose 2 weeks ago, and he's been left off the SmackDown Live and off the Backlash. He is the future of SmackDown Live, calls Crews a nobody. And the quote, "Don't you have a spelling bee to be at?" Crews replied, "The spelling bee is tomorrow."
What?
Yeah, because remember that one time they spelled his name in backstage?
That one time at Bandcamp?
That one time at Bandcamp where they spelled his name. And then he started spelling the word ass, but Brian cut him off before he said the second S.
Got it.
Yep, we're doing a spelling gimmick. Not any good. No good.
Can we just, have Apollo Crews be awesome, please? Can he just be awesome? That's all we ask. Just let Apollo Crews be awesome.
Nope, not going to be a thing. But you want to know what is awesome? And I know we'll get to the match here in a second. Heath Slater and Rhino.
Oh my god.
So, Slater says he can't lose. Thanks, Rhino, for his help. I don't get to make history, feed my kids, or build my above ground pool without him. Rhino, we have trained together, trained to win. We've done water aerobics at the community pool, but if we win no more community pool after tonight, then Slater wants tiki torches all around his pool. Rhino, they are dangerous. Heat, they keep the mosquitoes away. Rhino, they have a zapper for that.
You don't want a zapper around the pool. It's worse than tiki torches if it falls in.
Heath was asked about his kids. His kids haven't helped. Rhino brought up Roscoe has stolen a car, and also that he doesn't have a license, and said he shouldn't have said that on live TV.
Rhino, you're not helping. Just stop, okay? Just stop.
Heath talks about the kids inspiring him, but he can't beat them up. It's child abuse. Rhino, I used to live in a double wide. He says he will jump for joy if they win. I will get my contract. No more community pools. Rhino says he will make a list of opponents to beat on. Then he brings up, we could take the family to the Golden Corral. And then Slater goes, then we could go to Dolly World.
Yeehaw.
And then they were asked about a tag team name, and then one suggestion is Beauty and the Man Beast. With, you know, Slater being the Man Beast.
Ha ha ha, very funny. This is gold.
They're gold. Their matches aren't great. But
the comedy is gold. Like, Slater makes this because he's just owning the crap out of it. Because he knows this is probably, like, one of his last chances. And they're committed to pushing him. Like, they are committed to this crap. So he's going for it. Like, everything he can think of, he's just going for it. And I have to applaud him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, we then get to the match. Baron Corbin versus Apollo Crews. This was much better than I thought it was. It started out slow, but we got really good at the end. A lot of counters. Deep six for two count. Corbin got sent to steps. Samoan drop on the outside by Crews. Corbin rolls out of the way as Crews was on the top rope. Knee by Corbin. Hits the end of days. Your winner, Baron Corbin. Good match.
Great match. Awesome match.
Now we get to the main show. Shane and Brian come out and hype up the success of SmackDown Live. They also talk about the two title matches that are coming up tonight and that two new champions will be crowned. And it starts with the SmackDown Women's Championship match to open the show, which was Becky Lynch versus Natalya versus Nikki Bella versus Naomi versus Carmella versus Alexa Bliss. This was really good.
This was absolutely fantastic. They went out there and they owned it. Like, absolutely 100% owned it. It was amazing. Because it's a six-pack challenge. It's the entire women's division on the show.
Yeah.
And they were given, like, 20 to 30 minutes on the show for the match. So it's like, they went out there and they were just like, we're just gonna blow everybody out of the water. Y'all just need to stand back and watch this.
The match from bell to bell went about 15, but, you know, getting everyone out there went about 22 minutes, and then the celebration after just about 25 minutes. But yeah, the match itself really put together well. Becky Lynch came out early and really controlled the pace. We had early teases for Carmella versus Nikki. Alexa Bliss was on fire hitting Code Reds in this matchup.
Okay, we have to talk about Alexa for a second. I'm deeply in love with Harley Bliss. Like, deeply, deeply in love with Harley Bliss.
Yeah.
I want to do bad things with that. She was absolutely just fierce and mean and adorable, and oh my god, it's awesome. Harley Bliss rules. Harley Bliss.
Yeah, Harley Bliss is awesome. Keep it up. So, my one criticism, Nikki Bella is taking way too many hard falls for someone with a repaired neck.
Yes and no. I think it's something she's trying to go out there and she's trying to, one, prove that she still can do it, and two, that she's really trying to make the other girls look good, because obviously Nikki has come back to put other women over.
And that's fine, but there's some spots where she doesn't have to be taking those hard falls. That's my point.
Agreed. Completely agreed. It's like, honey, you don't need to do that. I get why she's trying to do it. As honest, I think it's more she's just trying to keep up.
Oh, and you can tell she was trying to keep up in this one. You really could. But her and Carmella had a lot of back and forth in this matchup. Carmella fights back at Nikki after, you know, taking the spear from her. She locked in the code of silence, but was countered into an Alabama slam for a two count. We had a superplex powerbomb combo with Nikki, Carmella, and Natty. Bliss came in and tried to cover all the women. Hit a code red on Becky for a two count. Nikki was going for a dive. Carmella stopped it. But then she got tossed down. Naomi did a springboard plancha, taking out all the girls. The first elimination, sad face, super blockbuster by Naomi with assist from Natty. Alexa Bliss eliminated. Sad face. She was my pick.
She was your pick.
She was my pick.
She's also on Team Fluffy.
I know. I know. Naomi then was eliminated by Natalya via sharpshooter. Natalya was eliminated by Nikki. Then Nikki was eliminated by Carmella via roll-up. So your final two were Carmella and Becky Lynch.
And that's when it got lit.
Multiple Bexplexes by Becky Lynch. This was really good stuff for a couple minutes between these two girls. Disarmor, Carmella taps. Becky Lynch is the new SmackDown Women's Champion.
Which, we'll get to that in a second. I just want to make one comment because Natty tapped Naomi, and I felt like for everything that they did in this match, that spot kind of left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth just because it seemed a little weak. And that's not on necessarily Naomi or Natty. It's just, it felt awkward. It didn't feel right to me, where it's like, it kind of felt a little rushed because Naomi's just kind of sort of like, you know, lightly tapping. It's not like, oh my God, I'm in so much pain. I guess I just had a problem with the cell. That's all. From both sides, because it's like they just kind of did it real quick to get out of the ring, which I understand in the pace of a match like that. You got to get in, you got to get out, and you got to get it done. And that's fine. And just for me personally, it's like the cell was just like a little off.
But Becky Lynch was awesome. One other thing before we really talk about Becky. In years past, when they do multiple women's matches, the eliminations come early.
Mm-hmm.
They came late in the match.
Which I loved. I love that. I love that they all got a chance to get in there and shine, and they didn't necessarily rush the eliminations early on.
They rushed them at the end, but at least they had a match to build to it.
If you're going to rush them, or if you're going to put several together like that, I'd rather them be towards the end of the match where they all get a chance to fight, where they all get a chance to showcase. Because that's always kind of been the disappointment when they do multi-women's matches, is it's like they get everybody out of the ring so the final two can have actually technically a singles match with as much time as they're able to, as opposed to all the girls getting a chance to really shine and really showcase what they're doing. And what was cool about this and the way that they did the eliminations is they set up the other feuds in the division, where it's like, you know, you had the final two be Alexa and Becky, and there's Becky's first feud.
No, the final two were Carmella and Becky.
I'm sorry, Carmella and Becky, but they set up Becky and Alexa. They set up
Carmella and Nikki.
They really focused on that, and then they also set something up for Naomi and Natty as well.
Yeah, the girls have been paired off, which is good.
Which is really good, which is really nice to see. So you see where everybody's kind of going. Obviously, that makes Eva Marie the odd man out when she comes back in a few weeks, but I don't think anybody's really worried about that, because Becky Lynch is your first SmackDown's Women's Champion, which is epic. I think everybody's been waiting for Becky to kind of get her due. She never really got it in NXT. You know, she made sure she made everybody else look good, that Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha all got over, that they all got where they needed to go, and Becky was kind of odd man out there. When the Women's Revolution happened, again, Becky was the odd man out. She was the workhorse. She was the one that got everybody to where they needed to be. And now with SmackDown, because she was the first female pick, you knew they were going to do something with her. Now we see what they were going to do. And she's getting her due, which is adorable.
I picked Alexa. You pick Nikki. 8-Ball pick Nikki. Video game pick Alexa. We were all wrong.
We were all so wrong, but I'm completely okay with being wrong on this, because Becky.
Becky was asked what it feels like to win, and she crowd was chanting, "You deserve it." She says, "It's been years, it's been miles, you believed in me." She thanked everyone. She says, every time you chant for me, every time you sing my song, it's awesome. Now, no idea how to hold this thing, and she's trying to hold it awkwardly.
She can't hold the title belt, it's so cute!
But that's why I built these boulder shoulders. Becky Balboa, baby.
Becky Balboa. Love it. I love it. She's so cute. And then she was backstage making puns afterwards.
Yeah.
She was. It was so cute. It's like, go Becky, go.
So Miz interacted with some 8-year-old named Jagger Eaton.
Which was awkward.
Backstage, Randy Orton was attacked by Bray Wyatt, who smashed his ankle in a door.
You know, and this was the awkward last minute change, because it came out on Sunday that Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt was not going to go ahead as planned because Orton had a mysterious injury. I think we all kind of know what it is, which is the fact that Orton's head has not healed completely. And so therefore Orton is not 100% to wrestle. So, and when I heard this Sunday, I was really disappointed, because it's like, oh man, we're not going to get, you know, it's like Bray Wyatt kind of gets screwed again, because he seems to have the worst luck when it comes to big feuds, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like somebody either gets hurt, or somebody doesn't show up, or he gets hurt. You know, it's just, it's like he has the worst luck when it comes to this kind of stuff. And so when I was coming home, I was like, oh, I hope, you know, he at least, because I was out and about, I was like, well, I hope, you know, he at least, like, beats Randy up or something like that as a consolation prize to do something, to at least get him on the show, because it's like he got left off SummerSlam. They had nothing for him to do at SummerSlam, and so he got left off. No Bray Wyatt at all. Period. End of discussion. So it's like, and he makes it on Backlash, and he's going to get left off again because, well, Randy's not 100%, which is not Randy's fault. It's not anybody's fault. It just, it's the way your body heals. But I was really, really, really happy to see this. Bray just being an evil little dork that he is and taunting Randy and beating him up and trying to break his ankle in the door. It was beautiful. I was so happy for him.
So we'll get to that match in a bit. So it was the Usos versus the High Pros in the second chance match.
What the hell was with the trash bag pants?
They're thug life, yo. Thug life.
No.
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 He looks like he's wearing a hefty bag. No. I'm not a fashion expert, but no. No hefty bags.
Match was just okay. This is what you expect from a non-babyface Uso who are changing their style and the High Pros. Usos won as Ryder tapped out.
I don't think there were any really huge expectations for this, simply because I think we all knew deep down that the Usos were going to win.
Oh, we kind of figured that one out, but it was just sort of there. So, yeah, the Usos advance and they'll fight Heath Slater and Rhino later for the tag team titles of SmackDown. We had the Usos, the video game, and 8-Ball had the Hype Bros. Renee Young was backstage with Slater and Rhino. Slater says the Usos aren't getting in their way. He says he feels like he's $100,000, says nothing can stop him, and then he thought the cameras were done, but then he was freaking out because Beulah made some crab dip and it didn't sit well. He's taking like 5 crabs today. And Ron's like, oh, we're alive, and then Slayer's like, you've been swerved.
Yeah, it was awkward and hilarious.
They need to don't do the poop humor. Go stick to the stuff you did at the social center. It was funnier. So we then had the Intercontinental title match, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Before the match, Miz wants to renegotiate his contract, wants to be paid like an A-lister. Bryan was just standing there growling and not saying a word. So
It was awkward.
They mocked the CM Punk Mickey Gall open in this one at the start, apparently, because I didn't realized that was the open, but, you know, it made the rounds on the internet the next day, so it's like, okay, that happened. Ziggler tried to do stole Finn Balor's shoulder pop-in spot.
Yeah, that's what got me, was, like, everybody caught on the Punk thing, which I didn't see, but Ziggler stole the Finn Balor shoulder pop. It's like, what? Because I actually asked Rock that while we were watching the match. I was like, wait, is he trying to do the Finn thing? Because, you know, as we all know, Finn Balor very famously popped his shoulder back into place after he dislocated it and finished the match with Rollins. And I guess Ziggler was trying to repeat that. I don't know. But it's like, dude, no.
The Miz was doing some Daniel Bryan maneuvers, including the surfboard stretch, the corner drop kicks, the yes points.
Somebody was healing it up.
Ziggler made a big comeback. Famaster for a 2 count. Ziggler locks in a sleeper. DDT 2 count. Miz counters a super kick into a DDT and then the figure four. Ziggler countered the figure four. Super kick 2 count. As Miz got his foot on the rope, Miz crawls to the back. Ziggler stops him, brings him back into the ring. Roll-ups come back and forth. And hairspray by Maurice to Ziggler. Skull-crushing finale. The Miz retains the Intercontinental title. The match was fine.
The match was what it was. It's Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. It was good in spots, but it's like we've seen it a million times before. And I have to say it for both these guys. It's really kind of difficult, for me at least, to invest in them. Because I've tried to invest in Miz and Ziggler 100 times before, and I've had my heart broken every single time. So it's still a little bit easier for me to invest in Miz because Maurice. Like, I can get behind Miz because of Maurice. But it's like Dolph, it's like I want to care about Dolph. I really do. Because I like Dolph. But I just can't do it anymore. They've gone on that one way too many times. It's like, I can't buy Dolph anymore. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I think I've made my feelings about Dolph very, very clear lately.
Yeah, you made friends on the internet.
I've made friends on the internet about Dolph. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. I make friends. Friends, all the friends. Yeah, I just can't buy into Dolph Ziggler. Just really can't. That's just me. But I can really buy into Miz. If they keep pushing him this way, I'll buy into Miz. Now we get Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
Wait. Before we move on, I just have to say this. Because I was on mute when I said it. I really have to say that I liked Maurice using the hairspray. I haven't seen that in a while. It made me happy. Now we can talk boo-boo.
Oh, we should mention, we both had the Miz, 8-Ball, and video game had Ziggler. So, due to injury, Orton can't compete. Bray wants the count out. Bray gets the count out. He wins.
He was just healing it up. It was amazing. It's like, Bray, you cocky dork, you. And he was just loving it, man. He was absolutely loving it. It was hilarious. I was so proud. So, so proud.
So Bray was going to leave. The ring announcer goes, you have a match.
But wait, there's more.
You're going to face this opponent in a no holds barred match.
And we're all going, Kane, it's Kane. We know it's Kane. And sure enough, it's Kane.
So now we have Kane coming to the ring. Bray's like, oh crap, I gotta fight this dude again. All right, so they use a bell, they use a chair, look over Kane's knee. They go to an announce table. Kane, you know, sets it up so he's gonna put Bray through. Bray fights away.
This is the point where I start yelling, yes, do it, because I have Bray in fantasy, and that's points in fantasy if somebody goes through the table.
So they go back in the ring, they fight back outside, Bray lays him out on the table. Then my favorite moment of the match is where Bray stands on the other table, goes, mocks Orton, and then goes, eh, what the hell? And then runs and does his running senton splash through the table. She screamed points.
Okay, but the what the hell was adorable.
Oh, it was awesome. It was my favorite thing.
Bray's like, he mocks Orton, and then he's standing there, and he's like, shrugs, okay, and just does the thing. It's like, it was adorable.
It was that main eventer. Okay, here we go.
Because I think he expected Kane to move, and Kane didn't move.
Kane didn't move, so he went right through the thing.
Points.
Yeah, she screamed points very loud when that happened.
I was very excited. Because I had to make up for Alexa and Nikki both losing in fantasy, and that, like, this... Bray Wyatt saved my team this week, like a good captain does.
We're back in the ring. Bray does the throat slash sign, you know, mocking Taker and Kane. Eats a choke slam for a two count. Kane calls for a tombstone. Bray slams Kane, fights out, but slams Kane on the chair for a two count with the uranage. He's ready to go. Out slowly walks Randy Orton. He's distracted. Randy Orton pops into the ring. RKO to Bray Wyatt. Kane hits a chokeslam. Winner, Kane. Why? Someone explain to me why.
Like, I get you're having Kane come out and kill people, because that's all you have for him at this point, and that's fine. But it's... And I get the point of, I guess, why the Kane... You had Kane win is to continue the feud between Randy Orton and Bray, because Randy costs Bray the match. But was that 100% necessary to do it like that? It's like you could have had Randy beat Bray up after the match was over. Because the feud's already going to continue because Bray beat Randy up. So now it's Randy's turn to challenge Bray. And it's just, it's like you could have had Randy return the beating after the match. That would have been fine. It's just, I don't understand the need to have Bray lose to Kane.
So the report that came out was Randy Orton was still suffering from concussion-like symptoms or whatever, still hasn't recovered. So why is he in the ring giving an RKO? Is he really suffering from a concussion? Because I don't believe that story.
I think it's just that his head hasn't healed. The cut on his head isn't good.
That's what I believe. But everyone's been saying it's because of a concussion. It's like, no, it's not a concussion if he's taking bumps. Like, he's not taking a lot of bumps, but the RKO will jerk your neck a little bit. So he shouldn't be in the ring if he has a concussion. So I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's like this was just a really awkward segment. I mean, I was really happy that they gave Bray a lot of time, that they made sure that he did get on the show, that they gave him the match with Kane, because the match with Kane was actually good. He and Kane have really good chemistry together. They work well together. I mean, honestly, I would love to see the full feud at some point between Bray Wyatt and Kane, because they keep teasing me with it. You know, it's happened twice now, and he's kidnapped Kane twice now, and they have never resolved that, or at least said what happened. Like, I would at least like Kane to say what happened at the compound. We need to interview him again. That's what we need to do. Get Kane.
I'll get right on that one.
You'll get right on that one? Okay.
I'll get right on that one.
But yeah, it's like, I get why Bray lost. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand the need for Bray to lose like that. It's like, you're going to do the feud. The feud's going to continue. Having Randy come out and screw Bray was really kind of unnecessary. Like, if anything, if you're going to do it that way, you should have at least had a ref come out and try to stop Randy.
Since it was no hall of the party, he didn't need to.
No, but it's more for Randy's own health.
Oh, I get that. But yeah, there was no way in 2016 Kane should be Bray Wyatt. It's just, no, shouldn't. Bo Dallas should not have more victories than Bray Wyatt. Like, he almost has the same amount. Like, they're one-off. Like, no, that should not be a thing.
Yeah, it should not be a thing. That should totally not be a thing. Plus, I think everybody was waiting for Luke Harper to show up. And Luke Harper, because the return of Harper is imminent. We can all feel it.
There's something in there. It's coming.
Eric Rowan got new gear. Something's coming.
So, yeah, Kane won. Bray lost. He was a perfect example of 50-50 booking.
Yeah.
So, AJ ran into a couple guys who have no future. They're destined for failure. How are these two guys in their gear?
Because they probably did a dark match.
No, they didn't. They're just a couple dudes hanging around in their gear. I don't know. Anyway, SmackDown tag titles are on the line. Heath Slater and Rhino taking on the Usos. Story of the match, Usos dominate Slater. Rhino got a hack tag. He eventually missed the gore. Slater tagged himself in, hit some neckbreakers. Uso broke up a pin. From behind, Rhino hit a Guru on an Uso. Slater rolled over and covered an Uso. Rhino and Slater are your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
I mean, we all kind of knew this is how this was going to go.
Except for me, I picked the Usos.
Yeah, except for you. Because you didn't believe.
No, I was trying to be different.
You didn't believe in Dad, okay? He's Kids Unite. We believed in Dad. He won the thing. But what made this really awesome was after the match was Slater's acceptance speech. Baby, we're moving into a double wide.
We're getting a double wide, baby.
We're getting a double wide. And then Shane not knowing what to do with that on SmackDown was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, get the refrigerator box, Beula. Throw everything we own in it because we're getting a double wide. Shane McMahon is just standing there like, okay. Like, I'm not sure if he knew that was coming. I'm not sure if he just didn't expect that delivery. But Shane's like, I got nothing. I can't top that. Like, he's just owning this. 100% owning this. And the shirt. His new shirt. Oh, my God. I need this job. I've got kids. I want that shirt so bad.
You can get it now at WWEshop.com. So, to keep up, to catch up, since Bray won, technically he beat Orton. We all got that right, including 8-Ball in the video game. For this one, I picked the Usos, but everyone else, including 8-Ball in the video game, Lindsay picked Rhino and Slater. Now it brings us to our main event, WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles. Crowd was split for this one, but this was a really good match.
They have nice chemistry. I cannot wait for this feud to continue.
AJ worked over the throat of Ambrose early. There was a super back suplex that looked like it killed each other. Dean did a diving elbow to the outside. This was really good. They worked over Dean's left leg for the calf crusher. Dean got to a rope. Styles clashed on the apron. No, slingshot into a ring post, which looked really impressive. On the outside, Dean clotheslined Styles into the barricade. You had a fireman's carry, neckbreaker for a 2 count, a springboard fit for a 50 for a 2 count. We had a wrecking ball dropkick sending AJ Styles to the outside. Dean, no longer selling his leg, does a big dive sending AJ Styles over the announce table. Dean tosses AJ into the crowd. Dean dives off the tables onto AJ into the crowd. Back in the ring a little bit. Pele into the rebound clothesline. We then have a ref bump. AJ, since his football season went up, and it's good for the low blow, and then a Styles clash, your new champion of the WWE, AJ Styles. Yep, those are words. Those happened.
That happened in 2016. AJ Styles is the WWE SmackDown champion. I mean, shut up. Just AJ Styles, the former face of TNA, the man that went to Japan, took over Japan, comes to WWE and takes over WWE in what, less than a year?
Yep, 9 months.
9 months, he's the WWE champion. That is insane. But I think we all knew this was coming. To everybody that's, and I want to say this, because everybody that's upset about Dean losing, you need to think about this for a second. Roman got a relatively long run. Seth got a very long run. And that's because you had one brand. You had one roster. So you had more people for Seth and Roman to go through. Same thing goes for every other champion since they've merged the title back together. Now that the titles are split, now that we have the brand split, Dean doesn't have as many people to go through. So realistically, you cannot do a very long title reign with Dean Ambrose as the champion. You can't, because you're going to have Ambrose run through everybody relatively quickly, and then he's going to get stale.
And I'm going to explain this. It's more interesting when a babyface chases than when a babyface holds.
It motivated Dean Ambrose on SmackDown. He was mean. He was growling. He was aggressive. He was pissed. And a pissed off Dean Ambrose is a lot better than happy-go-lucky, you know, happy-go-lucky Dean, which I like happy-go-lucky Dean, but it's like when he gets complacent as champion, nobody wants to see that. But it's, you don't want Ambrose to get stale. You don't want to run through all those feuds for Ambrose just yet. You want to keep it interesting. So it's like you have Dean and AJ Styles feud with each other. They fight over the title belt. You do that feud. Ambrose could get it back. He may not get it back, but that still leaves Randy Orton open. Dean still has to do a feud, a full title with Cena for the belt. There's Bray Wyatt waiting in the wings. There's any number of people, and those are just, you know, basically the top four right now.
Did you mention Randy Orton?
Yes. Cena, Orton, Styles, Wyatt, four.
Don't forget about Ziggler. Ziggler always will get a title shot.
Ziggler will always get a title shot, yes. And, you know, so you want to count five? Ziggler, five. Waiting in the wings. So it's, you take the title off of Ambrose, because right now, the crowd is shifting away from Ambrose. they're shifting to styles. They want styles. WWE is listening to the crowd. So it's like you it's really a twofold thing. You take the title off of Ambrose, you save those feuds for Ambrose as a champion. Whether he's chasing or whether he's got the title, you save those other feuds for him. You keep that fresh. You put the title on Styles, you give the crowd what they want in Styles. And you let Styles hold the belt for a couple months, you do a couple feuds with Styles as champion, and then you move it on to someone else. I don't think you're going to see really long title reigns, because if I remember from the brand split last time, at least on SmackDown, the belt didn't have long title reigns.
Except for when JBL became the longest WWE champion in SmackDown history.
Yeah, except for when JBL held it. But every other time, the belt never stayed on anybody for very long because they kept trying to keep it fresh.
And AJ may have a 4 or 5 month title reign. He may take it to the Royal Rumble, and that's fine. That's good. You gotta, it's better when a heel has the belt than a heel. That's just me. I always like when a heel has the belt because it makes the television more interesting.
Well, now you can do the cowardly heel with AJ because now he's on his own. He doesn't have the club with him, so AJ's got to protect it all on his own. And like I said, you've got Randy Orton lurking in the background. You've got Bray Wyatt. Dean Ambrose is coming for AJ Styles as we speak. And then John Cena's been thrown back in the mix. So you can make it very interesting with Styles as champion. So everybody that's complaining about Dean losing, I get it. I bitched about Bray Wyatt losing earlier. I understand. But just go with it.
Here's the final point on that. WWE's going with what is hot right now. AJ Styles is the hottest performer in the company. So you ride the wave. You ride the wave of the momentum. And you see where it takes you. That's all you gotta do. You beg it for it with everyone else. And finally listen to the fans with AJ Styles. So let him have his run. It's gonna be amazing. Just watch. He's delivering the best matches week in and week out. Let him be champ. It's awesome. It's phenomenal.
They're intent on making AJ Styles the next guy for WWE. Think about that. Think about that really, really, really hard. 5 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to say that.
You and I picked AJ in the video game, and 8-Ball picked not Tom Sigler, Dean Ambrose. The video game and 8-Ball went 1-4. I went 3-2. You went 4-1.
By the way, just to comment on the match, because we really didn't come on the match is fantastic. Go watch the match. It's epic. But overall, how'd we do in pick?
I just said it.
I didn't hear you say it again.
You went 4-1 and I went 3-2.
Woohoo! Do I get points?
Not for just beating me, no.
Oh, that should be a thing.
No, it shouldn't be a thing.
But it should totally be a thing. I should get like 100 points for beating you. Hey, if Omega can ask about the CWC, I can ask about this.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday during the CWC, he was trying to beg for points. No, Omega, you cannot ask for points. Deal with it.
But that I think that does it for Backlash. What do you think?
Yeah, that does it for our Backlash coverage right here on The Rack.
So, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. This will do it for another edition of The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. This Saturday night, midnight edition, is another edition of The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. It's episode 450. Yes, 450. Of CB Radio. We'll do all the blame ROMs, all the blame subs. We'll have Lone Jobbers video game talk. I think Brent is going to be on the show doing something about his movie collection. We're going to be talking about a subject that Tim Crick came up with. We're not saying what it is because we're trying to have people guess what it is.
I ranted on it for a half hour.
She did. So that should explain. She's the only one who knows what the segment is. So we'll talk about it Saturday night, midnight-ish on CB Radio 450, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and Omega. They'll be previewing WWE Clash of Champions and all the other things in pro wrestling. Monday Night Raw post show 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything goes down on Monday Night Raw. We'll be back next Thursday night for our preview of Night of Champions, Clash of Champions.
Follow Get your pay-per-views right. Get them right.
Look who's talking. Follow the show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Get us on Google, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and all the like. Check out the Rack Extra Dragon Con, where Lindsay talked all about her experience at Dragon Con.
It was so much fun.
So we did a whole podcast about that. Rack Extra Total Bell is coming this October. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors, Gerwig.net, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and wrestling figure photography, follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211.
Go to lootcrate.com/MBG1211. Use the promo code MBG to save 10% on your WWE Slam crate.
Yes, go use the code. Go use Matt's code. It's awesome.
Save some money.
Save you some money. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Southern boys with the farmer strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next, you better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, they don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They looking scared, no, they don't really want none. And I'm a Mac truck, don't get run over. We some country boys working overtime, boys. Kings of the South, we never had nothing. Blue collar boys do it with our hands muddy. No, they don't want none. Oh, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. Ain't looking scared, no, they don't really want none.
Wildtalkradio.com.